From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a, quote, daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from clashes near Damascus. Russia's defense minister said starting Tuesday, the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, quote, with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Putin's order comes 2 days after the shaky start of a 30-day ceasefire across Syria, unanimously demanded by the UN Security Council. Fighting has continued in eastern Ghouta, outside Damascus, with at least 10 people killed Monday, according to activists. The Trump administration has been dealt a blow in dealing with its immigration policy today as the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the administration's appeal of a lower court order requiring the administration to continue accepting renewal applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA. The administration had sought to bypass the federal appeals court and go directly to the Supreme Court. In a brief unsigned comment, the justices said they assume the Court of Appeals will proceed expeditiously to decide the case. President Donald Trump said he thinks that the court will rule soon. Another DACA case is making its way through the Federal Appeals Court in New York. This is VOA News. The Nigerian government confirmed Sunday that dozens of schoolgirls were abducted last week in the northeast town of Dapchi by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. Lai Mohammed is the country's information minister. And he said that the mass abduction is a national disaster. Boko Haram made headlines with the kidnapping of more than 200 Chibok schoolgirls in 2014. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday that the United States would lower the threshold for talks with North Korea and Pyongyang should show a willingness to discuss denuclearization. He made the comments during a meeting with China's vice premier in Seoul. The White House Sunday said any talks with North Korea must result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear program. A North Korean delegation told Mr. Moon the North is willing to meet with the U.S. However, Tufts University Korean Studies Associate Professor Sun Yeon Lee said the two sides want to discuss different issues.
The crux of the matter, the problem is North Korea wants to talk about disarmament, mutual disarmament, and peace treaty, getting the U.S. out of South Korea. The U.S. wants to talk about denuclearization.
Friday, Washington imposed another large package of sanctions on the North, a move Pyongyang criticized for provoking a confrontation. The U.N. Secretary General on Monday decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims, saying that they are, quote, one of the most discriminated against populations in the world. Antonio Guterres called for unfettered humanitarian access across Rakhine State.
Deprived of nationality, they have been subjected to extreme brutality by military forces and others, and cast out of their homes and country in a clear example of ethnic cleansing.
He said the international community needed to come together to support the safe, voluntary, dignified, and sustainable return of refugees to their areas of origin or choice in accordance with international standards. President Donald Trump says this month's mass shooting at the Florida high school will be a key focus Monday as he speaks with governors across the country at a meeting in Washington. I'm Ann Ball, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.